Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. If you're listening to this, it's Black Friday. Now, I mean, it may not be Black Friday because you might listen to it after Black Friday, but this podcast episode is being released on Black Friday. I thought, what an interesting topic to cover on the podcast. And on Fridays, we talk about money, so it falls in alignment really well. Now, I took a poll on my Instagram stories at Jacenz Gems recently at the top of the week before Black Friday, and I said, you know, do you have a Black Friday budget? And overwhelmingly, y'all said no, and which is fine. It is what it is. I kind of was expecting those results, but when we're thinking about finishing the year off strong, and really how to build generational wealth, having a plan is always going to work to your benefit. And so, if you are planning to spend on Black Friday, like, what does that look like for you? You know, do you have a list of who you're shopping for, what you want to spend, and, you know, how you're going to maybe get accountability to stay within what you've outlined for yourself so that you're still positioned to hit your year-end goals, and then being able to go from there? Or if you've been doing Black Friday, however you've been doing it for years and years and years, like, live your best life, I guess, like, it's your life, do you? But is it in alignment with your highest self? Is that how you want to execute something like this holiday and whatnot? Now, it's like not just Black Friday, it's like Black Friday and then Small Business Saturday and then Cyber Monday, and then we roll right into December, you know, with all those holidays. And so I know that it can oftentimes be that there are these unexpected costs that come up and pop up on us, and maybe it's just being able to also have like a sinking fund for the holidays, like a holiday sinking fund, which I think, you know, it might be a little late to talk about because maybe that's something you should have all year round, right? Like January 1st, you start putting money away into your holiday sinking fund. But what really came to mind was, while it's great to take advantage of like the deals and offers that are available on Black Friday, Lord knows, actually, I don't think I do much Black Friday shopping unless it's like a course or a program, because I'm literally so obsessed with learning that that's probably what I would spend my money on more than anything, is like a program that I've been wanting to try. But instead of spending money on Black Friday, how is it that you can make money on Black Friday? Like, have you ever thought about that? What would that look like for you to actually be collecting and creating an offer that you're able to put out for Black Friday and generate income from, as opposed to being the consumer of everyone else's products? And I think that's pretty interesting, because it's like, do you know how much you're spending on Black Friday? Make that your sales goal and see if you can fund your Black Friday spending or your holiday spending with a side hustle or with a business or with an offer. And so I'm always thinking of expansion. I'm always thinking, instead of I can't, how can I? And what it looks like to flip the script. You know what I mean? Most people are consumers, and I am a consumer, but I'm also a creator. And I want to be able to add to the solutions that is essentially what businesses do, right? They create solutions that they provide for the world. And so for me, it's really thinking about, well, what does it look like for me to toss my hat in the ring and maybe drum up some solutions for people, some sales, which is really just about service at the end of the day. And I think that continually evolves, because the way that I've restructured my business is that I don't necessarily have like, I mean, I have a book, so you can grab that. That's linked in the bio, The Financial Freedom Formula, 5 Steps to Decrease Debt, Increase Your Income, and Save Money. So I highly suggest that you grab it, but I don't have a business that's like built on something like Black Friday, you know? And so the way I've restructured it is that I have a program, and my program is open all year round. However, it's invitation only, and it's, you know, very exclusive for women who are professionals that want to learn how to manage their money better so they can create financial freedom. So it's like, I can't do a Black Friday sale because I ain't just letting anybody up in this thing. And and we have to interview and all this stuff. And so I was like, well, if it's not that I'm, you know, generating a whole bunch of revenue for my own business, is it that I'm sharing other people's businesses or whatever to flow traffic to small businesses that I think are doing really great work in the world or whatever the case may be. And so I just bring that up to say, like, how have you been doing Black Friday over the last few years? And what would it be like to try something different with Black Friday or holiday shopping this or next year and start that planning now to see how you can expand and, you know, be a part of the people who are raking in the sales and the money because they're adding value in the world, as opposed to being the person that's only putting out. How can you also be receiving? So I thought that was an interesting thought, and I wanted to share it with you. If you didn't hear my quick little tips from the beginning, right? Do you have a plan for Black Friday and or the holidays? Who are you shopping for? And what kind of accountability can you get to support you in, you know, just executing the plan that you've outlined and staying within those boundaries, right? Boundaries and money. So you can hit your goals, because who's to say that you can't still make some really amazing things happen by the end of the year? If you were to save $100 a week between now and New Year's, you'd have $500. If you save $200 a week, that's $1,000. You know what I mean? That's as far as my math goes. So I'm not going to say 300 or whatever, because then the calculations are going to get complex. But, but, you know, like, what does it look like for you to be clear on how you want to end the year financially and what you can do to continue to contribute to that goal with energy and enthusiasm until the year ends, instead of writing off the last few weeks of the year? So anyway, I hope that was helpful. Happy Black Friday shopping. Live your best life. Grab my book linked in the bio. Might as well toss my hat in the ring, baby, baby. It's a great time actually to be focusing on your finances for many reasons. We'll talk about that later. But I am so glad to be back putting up regular episodes. Hopefully you enjoyed this one. Send it to somebody you know. And I'll talk to you next time, gems. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.